Okay, good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos Bechoros, Perek Tes, Mishnayos Hey and Vav. The Mishnah in Mishnah Hey is going to show us that there were three different times that people set aside the Gorin Le Maisa Behema, the process of separating Maisa Behema. So the Mishnah begins, Shalosh Granos Le Maisa Behema. There are three, so to speak, silos, three opportunities where they would go ahead and set aside Maisa Behema. Befros HaPesach. Already in front of Chag HaPesach, the Gemara explains that that was 15 days before Pesach. Bepros HaAtzeres, 15 days before Shavuos. And then Bepros HaChag, 15 days before Sukkos, which is the last day of Chodesh Elul, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That was Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Ben Azai Omer, Be'esem Tisha B'Adar. It was actually the 29th of Adar. Be'echad B'Sivan on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And then Be'esem Tisha B'Av on the 29th day of Av. So it was a little bit earlier, and the schedule wasn't as simple as Rabbi Akiva set it up, according to Ben Azai. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Be'echad B'Nisan, Be'echad B'Sivan, Be'esem Tisha B'Elul. Those are the Granos in Maaser. Really, we would have set it up not on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but on Rosh Hashanah itself. But it was Yontif, so we shouldn't be sitting around and dealing with Maaser Behema. When a person is not supposed to go ahead and set up Maaser on Yontif, that's why we set it up to be on the 29th day of Elul. Right, and it's because it's easier to do it on Erev Yontif. Rav Meir Omer Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'Maaser Behema. Rav Meir says, I understand on the first of Elul. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's the new year for Maaser Behema. So if that's the case, we set it up on the 29th of Av. So this way, we are making a hecker. Benazai Omer Ha'elulim, those things that are born in the month of Elul, Mesasrim Bifnei Asman, they don't join either Maaser Behema. They don't join the first one or the last one. Why? Because there are some people who say Echad Be'elul is Rosh Hashanah L'Maaser Behema. Some who say it's the first of Tishrei. So the Elul group has to be separated. That's Ben Azai's opinion. Anything that's born from Rosh Hashanah until the 29th of Elul of the next year, those things join together for Maaser Behema. Chamisha Lifnei Rosh Hashanah V'Chamisha Lacha Rosh Hashanah Eina Mitzdarfin. But if you don't have a group of 10 to separate one, because your animal only had 5 babies before Rosh Hashanah and 5 afterwards, those don't join together. Chamisha Lifnei Agorim V'Chamisha Lacha Agorim Harelu Mitzdarfin. But if you're setting them up into 3 groups, so if it's born before one of the 3 groups, they can join together. Same Kein Lama Nema Shalosh Granos L'Maaser Behema. So what was the point of the previous mission that we started with Mishnah Hey? Right? If everything born within the year is able to join together, then why do we have 3 Granos, 3 different separation periods? So the Mishnah says She'ad Shalo Yigia Agorim Moto Limkar V'Lishchot Yigia Agorim Lo Yishchot V'Mshah. The rule of the Gorin is not to figure out who's in which group, but rather until a certain period in time, a person is allowed to go ahead and not worry about the Maaser Behema. But once the time of establishing what's Maaser and what's not happens, so then you're not allowed to shecht your animals until you separated Maaser from them. And if you shechted them beforehand, you might not be able to do anything. It's just you are mevatel a mitzvah saseh, and that is a bad thing. Okay, we'll stop here, but Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue in this wonderful parak in Masechta Bechoros when we meet again tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.